About 100 bighorn sheep call the Tetons home. They often live on windswept ridges between 8 and 12,000 feet up. Backcountry ski guide Z. Billamoria has been recreating in the Tetons for more than two decades, and he says he's only encountered the species a few times.
That's like a sacred animal. And if you see it, you know, for one, you're in awe of it because it is so rare. And for two, you recognize, because it's so hard for us to survive up there and to avoid avalanches, to not fall off the side of the mountain. So I think that there is this like amazing admiration that we all have for these creatures.
Bighorn sheep historically inhabited the entirety of Jackson Hole and once numbered in the thousands. But loss of habitat due to human development and invasive species has rapidly diminished the herd's numbers over the past few decades. Now, the sheep are in danger of local extinction, according to many biologists who live in Teton County, including Allie Quartermanch of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
You know, the herd is small, it's in trouble, but it's not doomed at this point, and we can change things, but we have to act quickly.
Quartermanch is helping lead the charge among local biologists to try and double the bighorn herd population to 200. Some tactics that have been used to try and reach that goal have included killing off invasive mountain goats and educating the public about the plight of the sheep. But the most controversial measure is easily proving to be the newly proposed winter closures that will impact backcountry recreation.
It's the magic hour. Welcome to the Teton Range Bighorn Sheep Collaborative Process.
On October 20th, more than 250 people gathered over Zoom to discuss potential closures in and around Grand Teton National Park. Several wildlife and public lands experts weighed in on how we've gotten to this point.
Very little of our sheep winter habitat is currently protected from human disturbance. Our proposals would increase this by tenfold.
Given our rapidly growing human communities, we need to find the restraint needed to give the sheep some space.
Multiple peer-reviewed studies over the past few years have found that backcountry skiing negatively impacts sheep herds. That's because the animals tend to avoid otherwise prime habitat at all costs, even if only a few humans are there. So, a working group of local biologists is recommending closures in several iconic ski mountaineering destinations, including parts of Cody Peak, the South Teton, and Avalanche Canyon. Here's Quartermanch at the Zoom meeting explaining the reasoning behind that proposal.
If all of the recommended closures in the document were put into place, a total of 47% of the mapped bighorn sheep habitat would be protected. And then, again, if all of the recommended closures were put into place, 5% of the areas that were identified as highly valued by the ski community during the collaborative process would be closed to human entry from December through April.
Several public workshops were held last winter to see which closures might be acceptable for skiers and which ones were deal breakers. But during the most recent public meeting, it was clear that many folks are still unhappy with the closures.
Many of the messages I've received reflect disbelief by individuals from both communities about the unwillingness of the other side to compromise.
I just don't feel the data you have justifies something this important as closing wilderness. That's a tough one to swallow.
Billamoria, the backcountry guide we met at the top, also thinks the current proposals go too far.
When we come to a place where humans become banned in perpetuity from being able to explore and travel in these remote corners of the range, then we really lose something as a community that is a greater price than the benefit.
Billamoria also feels the backcountry community is bearing too much of the burden to save the sheep. For example, he brings up the point that much of the historic sheep habitat falls within the Jackson Hole and Grand Targhee ski resorts, but none of the proposed winter closures are located there.
And the reason that we've got here is in reality because Jackson has fallen off the cliff, in my opinion, as far as its ability to balance visitors and growth with a true wildlife and wilderness ethic.
Jed Porter is another longtime backcountry guide, but he's approaching the issue from a different viewpoint. He wants to see the skiing community take the matter into their own hands and voluntarily avoid areas identified as high-value bighorn habitat.
There's only a very tiny subset of the entire backcountry ski community can get to these proposed closure sites. So why bog down the bureaucratic system with with closures when a handful of social media influencers could spread the word, and we'd just avoid the spots and let the sheep be for a bit, see what happens.
Porter is also frustrated by the widespread outcry he's seen from his friends and fellow guides, whom he would like to see give more respect to the local biologists.
I guess I'd like to see some acceptance of the science, first of all. If the science is inconclusive, but that's sort of the essence of crisis-based science. Science around an environmental crisis is going to be uncertain.
Wildlife managers say they'll continue to work with the backcountry community over the coming months to hone in on exact closures. But at the same time, many conservationists are hoping for swift action before the bighorn habitat diminishes any further. Will Walkie, KHOL News.